There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I know from personal experience that the abuse of prisoners will produce more bad than good intelligence. I know that victims of torture will offer intentionally misleading information if they think their captors will believe it.
This particular release, in my judgment, serves no purpose whatsoever other than to endanger Americans around the world at a time of growing concern about the rise of terrorism.
Senator John McCain saying, hey, it doesn't work. And then Senator Mitch McConnell saying, bad timing on that release of the torture report, 500 pages of it. You can read it for yourself, and there's excerpts of it all over the place. Just jump on the web, whatever site you prefer, whatever point of view. Look at any front page of any major newspaper, and this is broken down into specifics of what happened. And some of it we already knew with waterboarding and whatnot. But I think a shocking gem that was dropped into our laps was this $81 million paid to a couple of psychologists. And wait till you hear the rest of that story. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is a slice of life, folks, many of us would like to forget. Certainly, what do we care about the most? Preserving our way of life. Land of the free, home of the brave. We can disagree and have differences in opinions politically, sports, business, That's why we live still in the greatest country on the face of the earth, because we might not get along. We might disagree on something, but because of the people who have fought to keep this country the way it is, we have the right to express those opinions. So throughout this hour, you can express your opinion on a number of things, but foremost is, was it right to release the 500 pages of the terror report? Dianne Feinstein, who led that committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, felt that it was shocking, outrageous, and that the American people were misled, and that the administration perhaps was misled on what was really happening. So as a result of the release of this on Tuesday, 6,000 Marines in Europe, in the Middle East, are on high alert. The troops are put on high alert in anticipation of a probable backlash, or possible, let's hope it's not probable, possible backlash to the Senate report, which was dumped out on Tuesday. The report accused the CIA of using what they're calling brutal techniques that were not effective, a conclusion that the CIA is disputing, but others are saying that's not true, John McCain being one of them. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, yep, he's still in that spot, as you know, until somebody else jumps into it, confirmed that he's ordered the commanders to be on high alert. U.S. embassies, same thing. Because they're targets in Europe, in the Middle East, and really throughout the world. It'd be easy to hit an embassy that somebody wasn't perhaps expecting. So remember what happened, sadly, in 2012 in Cairo. The demonstrations there over the anti-Islam video, and of course, we know what happened in Libya as a result of 9/11, which I think that was to show us, hey, we can get to you. So here's, you know, here's what we're doing. And by the way, there is another Benghazi hearing coming up on Wednesday. So let me go through a little bit of this with you. As I said, the gem that was dropped that I think no matter what your politics are, whatever pair of glasses you see this world through, and no matter how objective people tell me they are, all of us, including myself, we are not objective, friends. We grow up a certain way. We start to formulate our ideas and our ideology, and sometimes it used to be that we could be convinced on certain issues that, yeah, maybe I'm not going to go there. It's tougher these days because it seems as though it's just two sides of the coin, which is why on America Tonight, frankly, I was always pushing for a third party, for an extra point of view that was solid, that was would be a party of people that could be elected, right? So that third party, which I don't think that's ever going to happen. So anyway, that's a discussion for another day. The Senate report talked about these psychologists who they didn't name. They gave them pseudonames to protect them. But they got $81 million in taxpayer money. So their contract was terminated in 2009. They started in, 2002. And then what happened was, so the CIA had them telling them techniques and things they could use, giving them advice, because they were these top psychologists, get it? Psychological mind games. That was the idea, not to cut off fingers or heads or smash toes off, but to do psychological damage or, you know, pain, that kind of pain, to get information. That was the plan. So here's what's so shocking. First, the $81 million, right? By the time their contract was terminated in 2009, that's what they had captured in taxpayer money, because I think that's what it is. I mean, which is still so crazy. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy to me that they got that much money with these contracts. And so after initially helping to devise the enhanced interrogation efforts, they were designated, this is after, they were designated as the only two contractors allowed to oversee the interrogations at sites around the world. So they were there, these psychologists. And they formed a company in 2005 to receive contracts from the CIA, and then that's what the value of the contract was, and it was in excess of, so $81 million, right? $180 million by the time they did that. So you got the one pile of money, then you threw in this other pile of money. That is crazy. So for us to find out, for our Central Intelligence Agency to learn about psychological techniques, that's the kind of money that was paid. Wow. And especially now, too, you look at this blowback and you think about that, and it's shocking. So as I said, you can go anywhere and you can see little bits and pieces of what happened. In the report, there are 500 pages of specific things and whether or not they were productive and led to any information that was, you know, any information that was used. One of the things that's come out in the questioning is that 10 months into this, in 2003, they had the secret prison deal, and the agency's chief of interrogations decided, I'm going to email my colleague saying that the relentless, brutal treatment of the prisoners is a train wreck waiting to happen, and I'm getting off the train before it happens. He told his bosses about reservations with the program and all that kind of stuff. So there was massive infighting in the CIA about what to do, what was happening with the interrogation program, and whether or not it was working. And, of course, waterboarding was part of this. Stripping people naked was part of it. Depriving them of sleep was part of it. And other specific things were laid out as well. We decided we're going to take a trip to Mars and a quick break from the conversation on the torture with Chris Carberry. We're going to Mars next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know who's got you where. Now it's time.
You know how I feel about space and space exploration and some of the cool things that are happening. He's been on with us once before. He was just terrific. Chris Carberry, he's the executive director of Explore Mars. What an exciting prospect, to say the least. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me on again.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about NASA's plans for sending people to Mars. How soon is this going to become a reality? What are some of the conversations behind the scenes? What kind of scuttlebutt are you hearing?
Well, right now the plan is to try and land humans on Mars in the 2030s. We all wish it could be sooner. You know, we could get more budget and some interesting new technologies coming out. We'd love it to happen sooner, but current plan is to get there in the 2030s. So right now, we have started a process. It's actually much stronger policy stating that we're trying to send humans to Mars than we've ever had in the past. So that's a good starting point, because really what's prevented us from going to Mars and doing a lot of other ambitious space plans is not technology, it's not science, it's politics. We haven't been able to build up the political momentum to do it. So we're in actually a pretty good position right now from that perspective. And so as you probably saw last week, NASA launched the Orion capsule very successfully, went up, and that's one of the first steps in this process of getting beyond low Earth orbit. It was uncrewed, but it performed flawlessly, testing out a lot of the systems, but this was just the first step. You know, they're also building a large rocket called SLS, which is going to fly in 2017. There's also commercial players developing systems as well that will be play a key role. So a lot of the key parts of this are coming together. So we just need to be able to continue this momentum. And then once again, going back to politics, finding a way to keep maintain political momentum and a consistent budget over multiple years, which is always the challenge because it fluctuates a lot because politics change.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And you're talking about the Orion capsule test. That was huge. And one of the people involved in that really dedicated a big chunk of his life to making that happen. Isn't that true?
It was.
One of the people involved in that dedicated a big chunk of his life.
I thought you were talking about a specific person. Yes, there were a lot of people who have spent a lot of time on that because that capsule wasn't just developed in the last couple of years. It started being developed after George W. Bush announced the Vision for Space Exploration back in 2004. And that program developed with the Orion capsule as a part of it. And then the plan got changed around when President Obama came into office, and then Orion came back. So this has been in development for a while with a few hiccups in between as the administration changed.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know what? There was definitely hiccups along the way. What was really cool is some of the photos from it. Did you see any of the photos from the space capsule? It was spectacular to see what it captured. You know, National Geographic has all those images around, and you can look at those images, and I think they're just mind-blowing. When you see them, I just don't know how you're not overwhelmed and think, wow, this is really cool seeing what they're able to do.
Yeah, and this is great because, you know, although there weren't people in this capsule, this is actually the furthest out we've gone with a vehicle intended to carry people since we went to the moon. There still wasn't even anywhere close to the moon. It was 3,600 miles out, but that's still a lot further than we've sent people in a long time. And so this was, it was good getting out there testing the radiation, but particularly the heat shield coming in. But you're right, all those imagery was spectacular. And I think when everybody involved and people around the country and the world, when they saw the parachutes deploying properly, it was not only inspiring, but relieving. You know, it's always good to see those deployed.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So when you talk about space and when you talk about Mars, you know, as I mentioned, you're the executive director of Explore Mars. What kind of reaction do you get from people? A lot of people are really psyched about the whole Mars thing, aren't they?
They are. I think people are beginning to realize that this is for real. We've been hearing this for, decades since the end of the Apollo program, and every year it has seemed less and less likely because you have one generation after another of NASA scientists and engineers saying, we hope to go to Mars one day, yet it never seems any closer. But I think it's beginning to look real to people now. They're beginning to realize there is more momentum now, more consensus, and people understand we can do this, and it's up to us. One of the big things that people hesitate over is cost. But that's largely because most people have an overinflated perspective of how much NASA budget is. You know, if you poll people around the country, you'll hear wild numbers that NASA's budget's like 5-10%, where it's actually less than half of 1%. And the human exploration budget's half of that. So it is really a tiny percentage of the federal budget, but it can have such a dramatic impact if we use that money well.
Yeah, and your organization is an international organization. Are people, not just in the United States, but what are people around the world saying about Mars? What kind of reaction and feedback do you get from others?
Well, there is a lot of worldwide interest in Mars, particularly because of the robotics. You know, we've had some spectacular robotic missions, in the last few years. The Curiosity rover a couple of years ago, and, we just had a Mars orbiter going to orbit, and then the Indian Space Program also just had a successful Mars program. So there's a lot of interest around the world. Now, a lot of our international partners, it's not complete agreement on whether we should focus exclusively on Mars. But there is a lot of agreement, you know, at least with our international partners, like with that ISS, that they would like the U.S. to lead an effort, an international mission. So we're hoping this will come together, you know, utilizing the international partnership we developed with the International Space Station to be able to move beyond the space station and use that partnership to move on, you know, get beyond low Earth orbit and onto Mars.
You know, the last time we talked to you, I remember, it was Mars Day on the Hill. It was back in September, and there was a lot of debate and discussion about that. Do you feel like you have Congress or some members of Congress behind you? Because, as you said, it's about funding.
Yeah, we have a number of members of Congress on our side. And frankly, I think we have more members of Congress on our side now than we ever have before. That doesn't mean we have enough. It doesn't mean we're, you know, we're there yet. We have a lot of work to do. And what makes it even more challenging, of course, you know, as I alluded to earlier, you know, every 4 to 8 years we change president. And, you know, and understandably, each president wants to come in and put their mark on things, but it makes it challenging, you know, if every 4 to 8 years you take to a complete U-turn with the space program, because you never end up finishing anything, or at least anything major, you know, with human exploration. So we're hoping to be able to build a bipartisan coalition over the next year or two, you know, so that we can get through the next presidential election, get the support of the next president, but not in a partisan way, in a bipartisan way, because that's where things have run into problems before, when things got too politicized and they instantly got targets on them. An example of this was the Vision for Space Exploration. After a while, it became known as the Bush Plan. And when it became known as the Bush Plan, it, you know, instantly was politicized and had a target on it. So we're hoping that won't happen again, that we can continue the momentum and manage to get through into the next administration, build enough momentum to, you know, get us to Mars.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the people on your board of directors, I've interviewed him a couple times, great, Buzz Aldrin. What's Aldrin like? I haven't spent any time with him. I've talked to him. I thought he was very funny and very passionate.
Buzz is extraordinarily passionate. Buzz is a great guy, and he literally has devoted his life to advancing human exploration of space, particularly to Mars. You know, he is one of the biggest, most vocal proponents of sending humans to Mars these days. And, you know, he's one of our board of advisors, has been from the beginning, always speaks at our conferences. To me, he has an amazing amount of energy as well. You know, I don't know exactly what age he is right now, but he has more energy than people, most people I know in their 20s, and he travels more than I think anybody I know.
Yeah, you got to love that. I remember, you know, even if you go back and you look at what Buzz and Neil Armstrong, it's fascinating to go back and look at that old footage and remember that they came back with moon rocks, for goodness sake. It was something like almost 50 pounds of moon rocks, which is crazy to think about that. I love that he's passionate about Mars. Very, very cool. Always fun to have you on. Chris Carberry, you can check things out if you go to ExploreMars.org. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Check the mailbag in just a few. If you want to weigh in on the CIA torture report being released by the Senate Intelligence Committee, you certainly can do that. 855-266-5283. Remember, think about Hillary Clinton and Obama, President Obama, when they were going toe-to-toe to be the Democratic nominee. There was a point where this came up during the Democratic primary, because Hillary Clinton said that she didn't want people to be criminally prosecuted who were doing what they were told to do, that there were legal opinions that supported what they were told to do, meaning the people who did the enhanced interrogation techniques, which is what I keep saying. There is no criminal prosecution that is going to happen here. Absolutely none. Clinton kept saying that herself while she was out there running and asked about it once that ticking time bomb went off. Because if you remember, when Obama took office in his first couple of days, he said no torture techniques, no enhanced interrogation tactics, boom, we're done. And I mentioned this many, many times. I'm sure it's probably out there and people forgot about it. But to me, what was interesting is how immediately he had to run down to the CIA because there were people that were furious and saying, wait a second, this is what you told us to do. And lo and behold, it paid $180 million to get advice from two psychologists about how to do the enhanced interrogations. So the people that were charged with doing that, CIA people that were flushed out of these various black boxes, I'll call them, were told this is totally above board. Boom, this is what we're doing. It's approved. It's blow. It's covered. Blotto, blotto, blotto. And this is what Clinton was saying. That's why she was backing it up, like, hey, don't go after anybody because these were all approved, and I don't think we should torture anybody, but this was all approved. So that's when Obama issued his first executive order, the first one, and it was barring the use of enhanced interrogation tactics 2 days after he jumped in, and that's when he had to run down to the CIA because everybody that was part of that and beyond that, some incredible intel agents wanted to say, wow, I got to get out of this. I'm going into the private sector. I've lost my wife and my family, and I've worked a gazillion hours trying to track down Osama bin Laden or do various things connected to terrorists, and now I might get prosecuted. Is this what they're telling me, that I was told to do this? And so Obama saved the day, in a sense, because they were smart enough in the beginning to realize, well, you can't just lose these great intelligence people and hope that all these newbies coming up behind can fill their shoes. And now we know this report drops on Tuesday, and you have all kinds of points of view. You have Senator Bernie Sanders and Vice President Joe Biden, who spoke out and said, you know, listen, this is, we need for people to know this and just say, okay, we don't do this now, and that's it. That's the end of it, and it's a hard decision. But again, Clinton saying she didn't want people to be criminally prosecuted, people who were doing what they were told to do. In fact, in her book, Hard Choices, she wrote about it. She wrote about using the techniques, and then what would you do when pressed? What would you do when pressed, knowing that there were events that were threatening millions of Americans? What would you do? And she said, then the decision to depart from standard international practices must be made by the president, but said there are very rare circumstances when an exception to the no torturing rule would be needed, and if they occur, there has to be some lawful authority for pursuing it. Is it a big deal this time around? No. It's not going to be an issue in 2016, I don't think, with anyone running, because it's going to be more about immigration, the economy, so many other things, that those questions could come up. But, of course, now it's not even part of what the CIA is supposedly doing because of that executive order anyway. So not surprisingly, many of you had something to say about that, and we're going to jump to the mailbag right now. First up, this one from Joe, who says, Kate, besides the CIA interrogation program and the 500 pages, did you catch Jonathan Gruber by any chance and what he had to say about Obamacare? He was the economics professor who apologized for some of his influence in shaping the Affordable Care Act. I did. And because of the torture report, sadly, this was overshadowed. So that's the scoop on it. You're absolutely right. He's a professor, and he was a big part of the Affordable Care Act. So now there was these videos that showed him saying that the Democrats purposely misled Americans while passing the health care law. And he's saying, I want to apologize for the comments that I made, meaning the videos that showed him saying, oh, listen, this is what they wanted me to do. And so he came out and said, I wasn't appropriate to say that and all this other stuff. He said the legislation was drafted and sold to the public in a way that masked the penalty for not getting health insurance so that voters wouldn't consider it a tax. He called the plan a clever and basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter. So calling Americans idiots, morons, dummies who don't understand economics, so we can easily manipulate this, and that's what happened. He's saying the measure passed, and then took back his words and said, oh, well, the American people, it passed because the American people are too stupid to understand the difference. So now he had to try to roll that back, and that's why he kept apologizing throughout what he said today on the Hill. And he described himself as the architect in the past of Obamacare. Then he was, what we talked about, labels, you know how I feel about labels. Then he was shredding that label that he said he wasn't before when he's in front of the House Oversight Committee. And, of course, Daryl Issa was, you could tee him up. It was easy. Anybody could have teed him up. He blasted his comments as an insult to voters. And then Elijah Cummings, who's a top Democrat on the committee, slammed his remarks as absolutely stupid and irresponsible and said that he was extremely frustrated because it gave Republicans a public relations gift in their political campaign to tear down the ACA. Well, he gave the roadmap. He said, listen, I'm the economics professor. I think the people were stupid. We buried the tax. It is a tax. I mean, it's hard to walk that back. And then he confirmed that, guess how much he was paid? Maybe there's something about the money. You know how I say it's about the numbers? He was paid $400,000 for what he did on the health care law. And then he said he couldn't even remember the other money, the federal and state contracts, but it's supposed to be in the millions. So this guy gets millions of dollars to be the architect of the Affordable Care Act, then says, well, we did it in an underhand way, and we shoved it down the throats of the dummies in America. Wow. But none of that's being talked about because the focus is on the torture report that was released. I give to you politics in America. All right, quickly, let's jam in a couple more. This one from Sarah, who says, Kate, torture is wrong, but they were told to do those interrogation techniques. Techniques that, by the way, have been used in the past by the CIA. In fact, I venture to guess back in the day, the CIA did probably worse. So we have to decide, do we just abolish the CIA altogether? Do we just play nice, have tea with terrorists, and pray to God they don't cut off our children's heads? I know that sounds harsh, and I'm a Democrat, but maybe I'm a conservative Democrat. I'm not even sure anymore. I just know that it's a waste of time, and we blew a lot of money on this, and I just don't understand, especially if we're putting people in harm's way. All right, kind of along the same lines, this one from Jess, listening to us in Sarasota. Hey, Kate, love the show. Can't wait till you come to Sarasota. When are you going to do that? I love it when you talk about your dinner table, how you grew up in a family with lots of liberal Democrats and then some conservatives on the side, and how it was very interesting the first time that you went to vote. Yeah, because everybody had their claws into me as to what should happen. All right, thanks. That's all he said. Thanks for that one. We'll move along to another one. This one from Shelley, who says, Kate, did you see that guy who supposedly created the Affordable Care Act got paid a bunch of loot, say that he was embarrassed by the comments he made and that he was sorry after they had him on videotape? I don't understand it. We wonder why so many people are poor and why we are a country where we're constantly overtaxed and overregulated. And the reason why is because we have to pay outrageous sums of money for people to hide the truth from us. Yeah, it was the Gruber thing Now, as already I went deep into that off of my rabbit trail, the Gruber thing was really, really crazy. I'm sure the administration didn't like that. I mean, Cummings was unglued, and there was very little he could do to reel that back in. He said he behaved badly, Gruber did. Brutal. All right, hang with us.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Two, three, four. Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black car said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, no. No, 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 I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Believe it or not, we're rounding that final turn of this hour anyway, here on America Tonight. Talking about a couple of different things. The Gruber testimony came up in the mailbag, and also so the fact that so much was talked about with the terror report, as of course you're going to have conversation. Of course you're going to have conversation about the terror report. But what Gruber said was crazy, and how much money he was being paid. Not that he wouldn't have a sizable amount. Okay, you have an MIT economics professor. He's crafting legislation, or a big part of what is happening with the economics of it and how it falls down. Well, he's not going to make terrible money. He's going to make a chunk of change, but in the millions. So what does that mean, in the millions? Because he was very vague and stepping around. He was clearly stepping around that. And it's easy to go and look at what he had to say when he testified. And it is upsetting. It's upsetting. What's upsetting is is the fact that he clearly admitted, he clearly said in those tapes that it was a clever exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter. So basically, hey, I went to MIT, I'm the king economics dude, and basically most of the people in the United States don't have a clue. So we should be pretty easy, smooth, baby, to roll this out. Now, how did they pick Gruber? He helped create the healthcare law in Massachusetts under Mitt Romney. So then he was, they were going after what Romney did. So then he was a part of the idea behind the exchanges, the subsidies, the taxes that form the key centerpieces of the law. So listen, this was bipartisan hounding, by the way. In this hearing, Democrats went after him, Republicans went after him. So he was getting grilled on all sides of this. I mean, clearly, what he said really just served up the Obama administration. It did, on a platter, saying that this was, a ruse, basically. It was a ruse. And listen, tackling health care, what do we keep saying? The erasing the state lines, create the competition. We can clearly see the problems with the insurance, still people having problems with the insurance. Now, what's it going to look 5 years from now? What's going to happen? What's going to happen with the Supreme Court? They have a major decision to make on the Affordable Care Act come the end of February, which, by the way, when we know what that date is, we're going to be there at the Supreme Court. So we'll be doing shows, a couple of shows from Washington, D.C. to get the opinions on what the oral arguments are. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Let's go to Bobby in California. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
That's right, Los Angeles, California. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I was curious, just to be sure, you're a registered Democrat, right?
I'm a registered Democrat now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Do you mind if I ask? Are you part of any party or just independent?
I am an independent. I'm registered independent.
Okay. That's great. I'm curious, when it comes to this worrying about torture, I've noticed, it's a fair argument, but two things I don't understand. One, why do people keep debating this and then keep voting for the same two political parties basically over and over? I'm actually happy that you're independent, by the way. I'm a Ron Paul kind of supporter, independent also. And two, why do we keep giving money to some of these countries like Pakistan, for example, which has terrorism, links to terrorism, whatever terminology you want to use, and then we worry about terrorism? We're giving money to some of these countries that give it to terrorism.
You make valid points. Exactly. This is what's happening. It's like the UN condemning this report coming out, but half of the countries, as Jack said when he called in, are doing incredible things to people, incredibly torturous things to their own people. I mean, I don't get it. And Pakistan is an even better example. And of course, rehashing this and then saying, well, there's nobody that's prosecutable anyway, because everything, even Hillary Clinton saying that, listen, no, can't go after anyone because they were doing what legally they said it was okay to do. The Justice Department, the lawyers, the army of lawyers. So we went through the letter of the law. So nobody's going to jail over this, but we could be endangering people that wear the uniform, let's face it, that are still there in Afghanistan, that are still there in Iraq. Who knows? Because it's going to be propaganda. The bad guys are going to use this for propaganda.
And do you mind if I ask, do you personally think we should keep giving billions of dollars, let's say, to a Pakistan or another country similar?
No. I don't think we should be giving billions of dollars to Pakistan. I think that they knew, for example, that Osama bin Laden was there in Islamabad. They knew it. They knew where he was, and they didn't give him up.
And when I say similar, what about a country like Afghanistan? What should we do in Afghanistan? That one I'm not also sure about.
Well, Afghanistan.
I don't think we should give money to Pakistan, but I don't know the exact answer of what to do because they have nukes. But in Afghanistan, I also kind of iffy about. I'm sorry, go ahead. What was your opinion on that?
Yeah, well, Afghanistan. Afghanistan. We've already invested blood, sweat, and tears for 13 years in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan has begged us to stay a little longer to make sure that they're okay to go it on their own. In other words, not to roll back into Taliban control. Because remember, you have a lot of small villages where people are heavily influenced because they have nothing, and then the Taliban comes in and gives them groceries, gives them goats, gives them ways to live, and that's the problem.
Well, then last thing, then what is your opinion regarding working with? I don't hear anyone bring this up a lot. Working with India, this is not a Middle Eastern country, not a Muslim country, and there's lots of Muslims there. And from what I understand, they've invested the most in Afghanistan, from what I understand, more than America in terms of money, not blood, sweat, and tears, obviously. I could be wrong about the money part. But what is your opinion working with India as, I don't know, a counterbalance or just as a friend in the region? What is your opinion of that?
No, we're already working with India. We already are trying, they would be considered, well, in a sense, because they're an emerging market. The problem with India, Bobby, is that, as you know, there's so much outsourcing. So from the economic point of view, besides the political point of view, what goes hand in hand? The economics of the situation. So because of some of the outsourcing, there's a little bit of sore wounds, I think, there. A lot of Americans go to India, and the relations are friendly. The problem is India is kind of on that cut line of on the outer nether regions, they're concerned about radical Islam, certainly not like they are in some of the other countries that you mentioned,
is there a threat from India for being extremist? I know there's some, but in general...
There's a threat. It's very low. It's very low, but there is a tiny threat of that. I think with even...
The time was running. I wasn't sure I was talking about. But the threat, is it from, meaning, extremist Indians or outsiders who go to India to who don't like India? You see what I'm saying? I've been trying to tell you this country, and I couldn't really figure it out. I think
some of it's
outsiders.
Some of it's outsiders that go in that are looking to those other areas to kind of meld and assimilate, and that's what they do, as you know. I mean, certainly you know what happened in the attack of Mumbai because Americans and Brits go there. So there's big concern. Thanks for the call. There's big concern over more of that happening in India because of the population, again, because of so many of the people that can meld in there and blend in. Interesting. Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
That time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.